Organizers and participants were bowled over with holiday spirit Friday night at Aurelia Bowl as the 10th annual Ugly Sweater Bowling Party took over the lanes of the Memorial Avenue facility. The sold-out event raised $4,055 for the Sharing Place Food Center, thanks to registration fees and a 50-50 draw. The event has come a long way since its humble beginnings a decade ago. In its first year, the Ugly Sweater Bowling Party struggled to sell out its 18 lanes until the last minute. This year, all 36 lanes were booked in under 5 minutes, a testament to its growing popularity, says event organizer Derek Lehman. People love giving back to a great organization that does a lot to help people during the holidays and all year long, Lehman said. Over the past 10 years, the event has raised more than $30,000 for the local food bank. I love the feeling of helping others and gathering people that have the same mindset, Lehman shared. While I'm the host and put this together, 200 people came out tonight to have a fun time and to raise awareness of what the Sharing Place does for our community. This year's event featured donations from more than 25 local businesses. Among the prizes were gift cards from Wimpy's Diner, free chicken sandwich certificates from Chick-fil-A, and wristbands for the All Your Friends Fest, courtesy of Burles Creek. The companies who gave were very generous, Lehman said. It's heartwarming to see the community come together to support such an important cause. Despite the event's lighthearted theme, Lehman emphasized the increasing need for food bank services. The food bank is an organization that would rather not exist, he said. Sadly, it is required in our society, and the need does seem to increase every year. Lehman praised the Sharing Place for its efficient use of resources. Every dollar we hand over isn't just going to overhead, administrative, and staff costs, he said. It's actually getting distributed in a way that supports as many people as possible. Chris Peacock, executive director of the Sharing Place, expressed his gratitude for Lehman's dedication in organizing the event. "He's amazing," he said. "This is just one of many events that Derek organizes for the community, and he puts so much time into it without asking for anything in return." Peacock highlighted the impact of the annual event on the food center's ability to plan for the future. "When we can depend on the Ugly Sweater revenue every year, it allows us to establish more long-term programming and think forward," he said. With its enduring popularity and the vital support it provides, Lehman confirmed the Ugly Sweater Bowling Party will return in 2025. "Because of the demand that people have shown and the fun people have, I want to continue this event for sure," he said. "It's a lot of fun, and it raises a lot of money for a good cause."